Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ted Santos, and I am your host of Straight Talk. And tonight, we are going to go straight to a topic that is almost always avoided or gaslighted in some way. Before we get into that, and PJ, man, what a comment you made. Before we get into all of that, you know, I like to bring in a show at Sunday night. We're going to bring it in with a rough and rugged beat. Let's do it. Good evening, everyone. I'm Ted Santos, and I am your host of Straight Talk. We are that talk show that is made for men, by men, and not even ladies want to miss our show. We are the show that addresses life, love, relationships, and we always do it from a man's perspective. What's going on beyond masculinity? How you feeling, man? All right. All I know, es mi man Ted. You're in Iran, right?
Yeah, I'm Persian, yeah.
Es me manted. What is that? Come on, man. You're from Iran. I have to speak some Persian, man. That's all right. All right. Hold on. Go, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say? Okay. No, understood. I lived abroad and I lived in Latin America, so I started forgetting some English. So I understand. I lived there about 2.5 years, different countries. So it happened to me too. Don't worry. So I want to greet everyone, say hello. Thanks for joining me. It's Sunday. It is January 9th. We definitely are into the new year of 2022. You guys know several months ago, I did a show about trust the state. It was really for men, how to protect your money. So I know there are guys that still want to raise children, have a legacy. Ideally, they want to do it with a spouse. That's the ideal, ideal situation. And so I talked about how to protect your assets using trust the state, prenuptial agreements. You know, even though there are some prenuptial agreements that get thrown out, the famous Donald Trump, his prenuptial agreement did not get thrown out. It was well written. It was long enough. If it's 8 or 9 pages, a lot of you guys will be protected, but you also want to look at trust and estate if you have assets. And today we're going to talk about assets, but this time we're going to talk about it in a way that most women do not want to have this conversation. When you ask women what they bring to the table, they will show you this gorgeous body and beautiful face. And while we love and appreciate that, unless you're a pimp, a woman's beautiful body is not an asset because it is not going to be making money for you. So how does a woman be an asset in a man's life is really what this is all about today. And do most women believe they are assets and liabilities? Exactly. They think they are just because they showed up, right? And you ask, well, you know, what is it you bring to the table? And so she says, I am the table. Look at me. I'm so hot and I'm gorgeous. And yes, we appreciate that. But beyond sex, beyond looking at you, you know, how does a man benefit? Sorry, say that again. Right, exactly. That's going to enrich my life. How's my life going to be better off? A man has got to think, how am I better off with you than I am without you? Because if she thinks that just being there, taking it for granted, it's almost like she's presenting herself as a pet. When you buy a dog, your dog is just there, right? And unless he's a show dog or he's in acting, you know, he does something that generates money. And women don't want to be seen as objects or pets, except a lot of them are playing almost the same role. You pet your dog and he appreciates it and he comes up to you and hugs you. And a lot of women do the same thing. Now, being able to cook and clean, those are good because then you don't have to do that. But what else can a woman do to be an asset, and you know she's so valuable that you absolutely do not want to lose her? You know, there are people who work in companies who are very valuable to the company, and a company will go out of their way to make sure you stay there. They give you bonuses. They give you vacations. They give you resources. What else do you need? Because they know you're an asset to the company, so they take care of you. There are women like that, but the problem is most women think they are doing that just because they showed up, and this is where a problem starts for a lot of them.
It all comes from the Cinderella syndrome. You might know that, right?
What?
The Cinderella syndrome.
Cinderella, oh. Cinderella, right.
Yeah, it sounds like
the poor
woman.
Right.
The man of second, you know, they are waiting for that shit their entire life, and they are never going to move up. Like woman at the end of the night, it's still that same 13-year-old girl that needs somebody to direct her. And that's it. They just want to be who they are and a sense of understanding of the psychology and their emotions, so to say.
Right.
Understand that concept of it. And if I go dive deep into my own story and like how I start like developing my mindset through this years where I'm like alone without family and everything, I just come to the point like starting educate myself in this field, like all that dating and stuff. At the end, it's just like, first of all, I learned to leave them better than I found them. So I myself was a fucking toxic man. Super toxic. Like, I was like causing a lot of harm because I was not where I am right now. Like the knowledge that I have, the wisdom that I have, just like to respond to a good friend of mine, like there is some friends that who are like also come from my followers into your life.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
For sure. For sure. At the end, like, it's like the moment that you make it shift into your head, like to leave them better than you found them.
Absolutely.
You create an intention where you know when you causing harm, it's going to be hitting you back.
Yeah.
Consciously or unconsciously.
Right.
So when you set the mindset like that, you know you have to do your duty. If it's not the right, one for you, even if it's a matter of one night stand, you're gonna cheer her up for what she is, because we don't know what is really going down there in human life, you know. Behind the system and how they are perceiving the world.
Right, right.
How much they have a sense of understanding of their surrounding, you know? And that's basically come from there. So I start like seeing it like that, and then everything changed.
Oh, you froze up on me.